Welcome to Induction Vault, a production of iHeartRadio and the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Billy Joel broke into the mainstream with his signature piano ballads, followed by some of rock and roll's biggest anthems. He exhibited stylistic, daring, and impeccable musicianship while assembling one of the great catalogs of popular songs in this century. In 1999, he was inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame by fellow piano man, the great Ray Charles, who also happened to be one of Billy Joel's heroes. Ray Charles steps up to the podium to thunderous applause to share his admiration and to induct a dear friend. When Billy Joel steps up to accept the honor, he calls the moment a dream of his, being inducted by one of rock and roll's all-time greats. Joel thanks his band and crew for the many years of making great music and tells the audience that his wonderful life is all thanks to the power of rock and roll. Joel then gives a heartfelt thanks to the many black artists whom he praises as the true pioneers and the original soul of rock and roll.
Ah, that's nice. Thank you. Oh, that's that. You sure know how to make an old man feel good. I tell you, ladies and gentlemen, I must be honest with you. I'm totally out of place. I don't speak too much. I don't know anything about talking. And singing is my business, as you well know. thank you. But I'm here to say something to you that sincerely from my heart. You know, my friend Billy Joel, I want you to know, first of all, I genuinely love and respect this man. He's ultra talented. That's number one. Now, some of you are going to say, well, wait a minute now. Where'd you come from? Why do you feel like that, Ray? Well, I'll give you just a little insight into my brain. First of all, if you think about a man that has maybe 37, 38 huge hits, 13 of them went in the top 10. 3 of them were number one. That gives you what we say, the proof of the pudding is in the eating. And, you know, Billy Joel said, you know, he said, I want to play my music from my experience, you know, which said to me he wanted to play his music according to the life that he saw around him and what was important. Beautiful man, piano man, they call him. I like that. Just the way you are. Yeah, okay, man. I hear that, you know. And, you know, I don't want to bring myself too much into this, but I have to say, to me, this is just to me, he wrote one of the most beautiful songs that we sung together called Me and My Baby Gran. You know? And I guess I'll leave you with this thought, because he said it himself. He said, yeah, but it's still rock and roll to me.
After the break, we'll get to hear from the piano man himself, Billy Joel, on the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame Induction Vault.
I know you know that, right? Billy, let me give you this. Put this on. This is a prototype thing. I just want you to have that. Okay.
Can you believe this? That's the Washington Monument, you know? Thank you very much, Ray. Ray Charles, this is a dream of mine. I'm going to wake up and go, oh, that was an amazing dream. There's so many people who have worked with me for so long. I have a band. They don't have a name, but the guys in the band have names. The drummer, Liberty's been with me. Going on 25 years, sax player Mark Rivera has been with me since the early 80s. Crystal Taliaferro has been with me for like 6 tours already. I have a wonderful road crew. Bobby Thrasher is our production manager. And our tour is going to end in April. I'm going to be passing these guys over to Bruce. Bruce, you're taking them, and you know, these guys are the best. So that's why we want to work with them. All the other people in the band, thank you so much. My sound man has been with me. Brian Ruggles has been with me for 30 frickin' years. I don't know how you can stand still listening to this stuff. Because I got troubles myself some nights. My production designer and lighting designer, Steve Cohn, been with me 28 years. There are 3 women at my table. I have to mention my mom, who gave me life. Thank you, Mom. My daughter, who changed my life. Thank you, Alexa. And my girlfriend, Carolyn, who taught me how to dream again. Anyway, this has been a great life. I've had the most amazing life, and it's mostly because of rock and roll music. And I love all kinds of music, and I'm right now writing what would be considered romantic mid-19th century classical music. Like, Tommy's thrilled with this. I know it's a... you know, Donnie's going, how do we market this stuff? And, you know, he won't even record it. He's just writing, you know. What am I going to do? That's where I'm going right now. But this music has made such a wonderful life for me. And I want to thank you so much for doing the great job that you've done at Columbia Records. Thank you so much. It's a great company. I just want to say this. Now, I grew up in Levittown, okay? Now, not exactly the epicenter of soul in America, you know? And my parents, they were young people starting out. My dad was an ex-GI, and they got a house for $40 down, whatever the hell it was, quarter acre, and they thought they were moving to the country. You know, they were getting out of the city. And we kids were growing up, and we were saying, this kind of sucks, you know? There's got to be something better than this. And we, you know, it was nice to be out on Long Island, but we didn't know this at the time. They would not sell Levitt homes to African-American families. We found this out later. They would not sell homes to them. So where were we going to get soul? You know, where were we going to find the soul of America? And you know, we got it. We got it from the radio. We got it from rock and roll music. That's where we got it from. And I'm not talking about Pat Boone. And I'm not talking about Fabian, and I'm not talking about Frankie Avalon. I'm talking about Ray Charles, and Little Richard, and Chuck Berry, and Fats Domino, and Wilson Pickett, and James Brown, and Otis Redding, and Little Anthony and the Imperials, and Frankie Lyman and the Teenagers. That's where we got it. That's where we got it. So I want to thank those people because they were the real pioneers. And I know I've been referred to as derivative. Well, I'm damn guilty. I'm derivative as hell. Now let me just suggest this. Anyone who is derivative, like I'm derivative, who should be automatically excluded from this institution would mean that there wouldn't be any white people here. I know we're on TV, but we got to get some outrageous shit started here. You know what I mean? Anyway, thank you very much. Thank you.
Joining us on this week's episode of Rock and Roll Hall of Fame Induction Vault. For more on your favorite inductees, to shop inductee merch, or to plan your trip to the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, visit rockhall.com. Plus, view the 2020 Rock and Roll Hall of Fame Induction Special on demand on HBO Max. Our executive producers are Noel Brown, Shelby Morrison, and Risa Gerke. Supervising producer is Taylor Chacoin. Research and archival assistants from Isabel Kiefer and Shannon Erb. Thanks again for joining us on this week's episode of Rock and Roll Hall of Fame Induction Vault. Induction Vault is a production of iHeartRadio and the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your favorite podcasts.